Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice. Today, we're breaking a little news to our listeners, our loyal fans, everybody that's part of the TBV army. TBV is going to be doing some more road work as we don't just sit around, couple of fat guys on a couch with, you know, Cheetos on our chest talking about boxing. We actually go to the camps. We actually hit these, you know, gyms and spend some time out there with the fighters. And today, we're going to be discussing Guillermo Regendao, because that's where we're going to be heading. We're going to head down to Miami to his camp. And first and foremost, I want to send a big thank you to Team Regendao, to Pedro Diaz, you know, the former trainer of Miguel Cotto. I just want to say thank you for opening the arms, opening the doors to the Boxing Voice. So this is what we're going to be talking about, because we're looking to get your guys' you know, suggestions and opinions and ideas on which way to go about this trip in terms of what questions to ask, you know, what specific content you want. If this is something you're interested in, something you want to talk about, well, then this is the place to stick around. If, you know, you're going to be traveling and you want to just call in, well, you can do so at 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time. International callers. Obviously, you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. That's NestorGibbs. We're going to head on out to the Golden State. We're going to get a quick word, obviously, from my co-host, and he's going to be taking a trip out with me. So let's go to Golden State. Matt.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that.
Conor
McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the episode's here. Haters beware. Guillermo Regendao camp life. I cannot wait. Plus, I love Miami. I love Florida. Always a great time. And this show is basically about how can you be a part of this experience? You know, how can you, the fan, TBV family, the listener, be a part of this? It's easy. Call in, give us a question, give us a topic, or you can comment below a question or topic, and we're going to ask that to Guillermo Regendao. And it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be, I think, an interesting experience, because Guillermo Regendao is very outspoken. Especially if you understand Spanish, he is a very outspoken person. And having two panelists on the show who are going to be down there in UNES and Doomsday, both speaking Spanish fluently, it's going to be a fun time. And we're going to get the raw, uncut version of Guillermo Regendao. Now, we're going to ask him all the tough questions that you, the fans, want to be asked.
Big shout out to all our Patreons and Super Chatters. You guys made this possible. As you heard, Matt, he loves Miami. He's happy to be coming down. And it's a big thank you to you guys for helping him get down there and making sure that the Boxing Voice does a good job. Now, Matt, I wanted to take it back to you, because obviously you've made, you know, a couple of, I guess, mentions about the fact that you're English speaking, he's Spanish speaking, and you feel out of place, so to say. So I mean, walk me through that.
I just don't know how I'm gonna operate and how I'm gonna maneuver in there, just because my last four or three experiences in camp life editions with Keith Thurman, Errol Spence, Deontay Wilder, those are all English speaking and very outspoken people, I would say. So I'm going to an outspoken Spanish person, so just different. There's going to be a third party involved in these questions. I'm worried about the organic nature of it. But again, having Doomsday there, having you there, I don't think it's going to be as much of an issue as maybe I want to say, especially having Doomsday there. Doomsday Spanish is much better than, let's say, yours, just being honest.
No, I would recommend him to be a translator over myself. I feel like it's going to be interesting. I guess I can see that you feel like you're at a disadvantage because you would have to, I guess, receive their organic answers via, you know, third party. I can get that. I can get that. But then again, you know, they say that two minds are better than one, and having a third one is always better. You know, there could be things that we forget and topics, you know, that we don't mention had you not been there. I mean, you're the political guy, right? So we got to get.
I'm the political guy.
Yeah, we got to get all angles over there, man. I mean, that's what it's all about. TBB from all angles. So
absolutely.
You know, shout out to Sweet Science Rego. Says, welcome to the camp, guys. See you there. So hopefully we do see you there. Shout out to Andre Diakonu, road trip, hashtag alumni love, because he definitely made sure that that happened for not only Matt, but for us. I mean, it's a big fight. And you know, I want to talk to him and kind of get his thoughts on what hashtag not afraid means. He uses it a lot, and I think that it has multiple meanings as well. You know, I seen a tweet a couple of days ago, I don't know, him screenshotting a Klegis tweet about Klegis saying that Lomachenko was sparring with Shakur Stevens, and Rego, you know, screenshotted it, and he's like, you know, that's good, up-and-coming guy, you know, getting that experience with Loma. But when I step into December 9th, I'm not looking for experience. I'm looking to, you know, I don't know, maybe shock the world. I paraphrased it all. But I just went through his, you know, IG, and there's definitely a lot that he wants to get off his chest, man. If we could just tap into that, I'm going to be very happy.
And let's be honest, most of, let's say, the big YouTube outlets, I would say even the big just media outlets, like, they really don't put a shine on Rego. Like, they don't go down there with a microscope and a full, you know, camera crew, really, and go there for a week and really get the ins and outs of everything. Like, we haven't seen that from Rego yet, I would say. Not from the big ones. And I would say we're one of the big ones, especially on YouTube level. Like, we're one of the big YouTube channels in terms of boxing. So, you know, we don't see, you know, Ego, Dante, et cetera, go down there and do that. I think we're going to do that, and we're going to put a shine on it that a lot of people, maybe non-Spanish speakers, haven't really seen. Because we do know that Rego has a huge fan base in the Spanish-speaking market.
He does. Which brings me to, how do we title it, right? Do we want him to cross over and keep it titled in English? Like, for instance, this one, if we would have said probably the same thing in English and Spanish, we would have more people here. Because he does do good numbers. And I'm assuming it's with the Spanish speaking boxing community.
Absolutely, it's all about just getting it out of him, you know, getting that information out. And I don't know, you know, how we should title it, if we should translate all these videos, because that's a lot of work.
Hopefully, Alex knows how to caption, right? Captions would also be a great idea to help with his exposure. I'm interested just to see how that camp works. You know, I've never been in a Cuban camp, I don't think. And it's old school.
I don't know if we want to drop it yet, but we might go to another camp as well.
No, that's totally all surprise. And I'm working on some other things as well. I've been working on some other surprises. But we like to keep that like that surprise. If anything, we give our patrons a clue on some private live streams that we'll do from down there. But yeah, hopefully this trip rounds up for big things. Shout out to Jay in Orlando, which we might be you know, checking out. Shout out to Igloo, Fort Lauderdale, which we might be checking out. You know,
Dennis Martinez.
Dennis, that's right. We might be meeting up with Dennis as well. Shout out to Majid if you're out there, you know. Everybody's scattered out, and it's so big, Florida. You know, Orlando is like 6 hours away, or 4 hours at the very least, you know. So,
and Tampa is probably the same distance.
Should we bring a scale and shit, or you think they'll have a scale? I think a Rego weigh-in video would do crazy.
I assume a boxing gym has a scale somewhere.
Get them on that scale. You know what I mean? I think people want to see that for sure. I wonder if we're going to get to see those weird trainings, you know what I mean? Rolling on the floor and shit. You seen Kovalev starting to do it now. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, a lot of people do, I would say, like weird like movement exercises. Like, you know, it's basically like another way to stretch.
I don't know, man. I think Conor started that trend, to be honest with you.
He might have.
Yo, I seen Rego doing flips. And then I seen this Ukrainian dude on the Jacobs undercard, you know, doing flips in his media workout. And now big ass Sergey Kovalev. I'm like, oh shit. Everybody's taking it up, bro. First it was yoga and Pilates, and now boxers are doing gymnastics?
Yeah, basic gymnastics. Because like gymnasts are known as being like some of the best athletes in the world in terms of like muscle and endurance.
No, I'm sure, because gymnasts deal with all calisthenics, bro. Like those rings and shit must be serious. But yeah, man, I'm excited to be in that camp. And he's a southpaw, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So we've been in there with Earl Romero, a couple southpaws. Okay. And, you know, Tyrone Sponge is going to be there. I spoke to Pedro. Yeah, Lewis. He's going to be there. And they got some other guys down there. I'm not quite sure who, but a couple guys are down there. I was actually trying to get in touch with – I can't even remember his name. I just know his ring name because his real name is so difficult, Hot Rod. And it's something like Calogio or some shit like that. Raz Jack Calogio or some shit.
A badass. Arguably beat Marcus Brown.
Yeah. And I was trying to get in touch with him because he's from the Florida area. But, dude, he's been out for like 2 years, all year. He had no fights in 2017, bro. And I stalked his IG, and he's having a baby. October 28th or something like that, he put that he's having a baby. So I'm like, He looks in shape, though, from the IG.
You know? Maybe Payano's there in the Rego camp.
I'm pretty sure because of Jay, right? Like Bayano signed with Luis Ortiz's manager.
Exactly.
And he's always in there.
Can we see Luis Ortiz? Does he train Miami?
I don't know, but I've heard of other people going to, you know, spar with Rego. Like I remember, I think it was Teofimo Lopez might have sparred with him. And so it'd be interesting to see who's there. Hopefully we get lucky and there is.
That's another interesting thing. I'm really curious about a sparring partner, especially seeing, I never got to see Earl Spence spar. I got to see who Keith Thurman sparred. I got to see who Deontay Wilder sparred, and those were very different types of sparring partners. And I would say levels of sparring partners.
I think Thurman and Wilder sparring partners were around the same level. Like
one sparring partners were more well known. I would say that.
Well, for your camp, but Eric Molina was in one of the camps. Duopai was in one of the camps, you know, so.
Yeah, I'm talking about the camps I've only seen. That's all I'm talking about. Not overall every camp. I'm only talking about my camp specifically.
Well, listen, guys, we definitely want you to drop us some comments in here. Let us know your questions. We want to get those answered. Any specifics, you know, whether that is, you know, what is he going to do after this fight, you know. Whether it's about the WBA giving him like 3 days after winning this fight or losing this fight, he gets stripped. So, but there's tons of other stuff that we could ask. So definitely we're looking forward to your guys' help. We're going to be out in Miami from Monday to Thursday. And we get back late Thursday night. So hopefully we get all the content for you guys that you, you know, you wish for. And we answer all your questions. Matt, I think we can wrap this one up and get ready for the flagship later on at 7 o'clock. Yes, got a couple of reviews too for that 7 o'clock show. We got to read a couple of reviews. We got some reviews over the weekend. So I just want to thank everyone that continues to drop us the 5-star review on iTunes, you know, making us number one in the world at Boxing Podcast. We truly appreciate it, and it helps with the visibility of the show. If you're watching this in the future, present, peasant, or past, I said peasant there, but not peasant. This is not Deontay Wilder talking to Dylan White, all right? Future, present, or past, hit that thumbs up button because it also helps with the visibility of the show, and it's a way for you to support and endorse this show, you know, absolutely free. But I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO, and you can catch my boy Matt.
Catch me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And remember, we're going to be back for a regularly scheduled show at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific. Daniel Jacobs, Lewis Aries review, Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder negotiations, tons of topics to get into, tons of fights as well this last weekend. So let's delve into it. And plus, remember, if you're listening to the playback, if you're on iTunes and you're listening to the podcast, go to YouTube right now, type in a comment, type in a question for Rigo. We want all of your questions and all of your topics to ask him, because you guys are the ones that should be, you know, addressing these fighters. You fans, you guys have some of the best questions of the sport. So ask us. We'll be your filter. We're going to be the mic to you guys. You guys are the voice of the people. And we're the voice of the people, and you guys are the people. So let's do it. Let's ask Rigo all of your hard questions. Peace. See you back at 7.
That's right. Peace out.